The sermon for this morning is an interactive sermon. And before I begin, I first need to collect some data. So how many of you have a cat living with you at home? Raise your hand. Okay. Okay, I'll say about 35. All right. Any of you have more than one cat at home? Oh my goodness. All right. Anybody have more than two cats at home? Oh my goodness. How many do you have, Richard? Three cats. Okay, so I'll say we're in the ballpark of about 50 cats. All right. How many of you have a dog at home? Okay, it's 42. Okay. How many of you have more than one dog at home? All right. How many of you have more than two dogs at home? How many do the renters have? Three dogs. Okay. All right. I'll say that's about 60. Okay. Okay. Now I need you to tell me if you have animals other than dogs or cats. Raise your hand. All right. So again, tell me what you've got out here. What do you have there? Guinea pigs. How many guinea pigs do you have? Two guinea pigs. Okay. And Corey and Greg? Chickens. How many chickens do you have? 10 chickens. All right. Dave, you have chickens? How many chickens do you have? 14. Okay. Anybody else have chickens? Oh, how many chickens do the renters have? 19. Anybody else have chickens? How many chickens do you have? 5. Oh my goodness. Okay. Somebody do the arithmetic. 10, 14, 19, and 5. How many is that? 48. Oh, 48? Okay. We'll go with that. All right. What other kinds of animals do we have? Okay.
Lake Tanganyika killifish.
Killifish.
Yeah.
47 killifish. All right.
They're about this long.
Oh, okay. I hope you don't make those into, like, appetizers. Okay. The Marquarts?
Turtle.
One turtle? Okay, and then Hayden and Cole, what do you got there? A frog? One frog? Two frogs. Okay, two frogs. All right, this is more than I thought. Okay, what else do we have out there? What do we have here? A cockatoo. That's a bird, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a horse.
A horse, okay. All right, one of each. All right. Okay, and then the kings? One fishy? Okay, one fishy. All right. Two guinea pigs. Okay, grand total of four. All right. And then the renters, what do you have? Three sheep. And you have llamas, right? Okay, one temporary. Oh, I'm starting to dawn on me. Okay, all right. Okay. Oh, yep. A fish? A betta fish?
A beta
fish?
Yes.
Beta fish. Okay. All right. Anything else? All right. Ducks? Two ducks. Very good. Well, thank you. That information will come in handy later on. Imagine, if you will, that it is the year 2020. Among the members of our church is a state representative named Mitch Marboy and his 13-year-old daughter, Lisa. No relation to this Lisa here. They joined in the year 2018. Mitch has been described in the Columbian as having the, quote, heart of a kitten and the personality of a bulldog. His daughter, Lisa, is known as being somewhat precocious. The previous year, she had embarrassed her father by going door-to-door in their Hazeldell neighborhood with an animal rights petition directed at her father. Animal rights has been a sore subject with Mitch ever since Lisa came home from school declaring that she was not only a vegan, but the president of the Vegan Society at her middle school. Mitch didn't even know what the difference was between a vegan and a vegetarian. For months, he rankled Lisa by lamenting to other parents in the church that his daughter was one of those politically correct vegetarian fanatics, to which Lisa responded that she was a vegan and did not believe in killing or exploiting animals in any way. Not only was milk off limits, but also was honey. The rift between Mitch and Lisa was especially painful because animals had once been a source of their bonding. They had a multicolored mutt named Speedo that looked like it was part Shih Tzu and part Pit Bull. The dog had been rescued from a horror house puppy mill that specialized in exotic dogs. This act of goodwill was something of which Lisa perpetually reminded her father. "Dad," she would say, "how come you care so much about the suffering of dogs, but you don't care about the suffering of other animals? You're not morally consistent." Lisa was adamant it was not a moral argument for her father to simply declare that meat was tasty and nutritious. Lisa also reminded her father that he had voted for animal cruelty legislation 2 years earlier in the wake of a dog-fighting scandal. While Mitch hated being in conflict with his daughter and had started to eat his hamburgers secretly during lunch breaks at work, he was proud that his daughter had suddenly become knowledgeable about how the political system worked. She was additionally developing a great vocabulary that would prepare her well for the SATs. Lisa was often declaring that animals deserved to be legally protected because they were sentient beings. As if her father did not know what that meant, she would add, "You know, beings who can feel and perceive what happens to them." Despite Mitch's appreciation for his daughter's maturing intellect, the situation in the Marboy household had become tense. They had even asked their pastor for his view on the matter, since both thought he was a great guy. In his office, the pastor at first waxed philosophical about how animals were not only a gift from God, but that we experienced the grace of God in our relationships with pets like Speedo. There was grace to be found in the affection and companionship pets give, and the care and attention humans give in return. Both Mitch and Lisa appreciated these fine thoughts, but it did not help them with their problem. Mitch said he was concerned with the suffering of pets, but that he thought certain animals could be revered as living creatures placed on this earth by God and still provide food for humans. Food seemed like a gift from God. "Look at the animal kingdom," said Mitch, as his neck swelled and turned a light shade of purple. "Tigers, lions, and bears eat their red meat without any moral qualms. Why can't humans?" Lisa was not moved by this argument. Lisa countered, "It's precisely because humans can think morally that we shouldn't act like bears and simply eat other animals because we're bigger and stronger or have knives and guns." The pastor did not take a side. Either he was too weak-willed, or he really believed what he said. It was best if the two of them came to their own conclusions rather than hoping that he might give the perfect answer to this very complex and difficult issue. The whole matter may have been just another household dispute if it had not been for what happened a couple of weeks later. Beginning on October 13th of 2020, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Yeah, Washington State, yeah. It rained so hard that the Columbia River overflowed along with Lake Vancouver. The news anchors were calling it the greatest flood since Noah. Soon people were being forced to evacuate their homes and find lodging in emergency refuge centers located on higher ground. In Hazeldale, it was First Congregational UCC that was designated as the refuge center for the community. As it so happened, Representative Mitch Marboy was the one who was assigned to oversee the operation of this center. Marboy rose to the occasion and relished in the opportunity to be a leader in a time of crisis. But he found himself turning an eggplant purple when Lisa began a campaign among the residents to have their animals permitted to stay in the church throughout the duration of the storm. Outside the doors of the church, residents brought 60 dogs, 50 cats, 4 guinea pigs, 48 chickens, 47 kellyfish, 1 turtle, 2 frogs, 1 cockatoo, 1 horse, 1 fishy, 3 sheep, 2 llama, 1 temporary pig, 1 betta fish, and 2 ducks. They weren't so worried about the fish. Marboy stood before the crowd, clutching a list of health code regulations for emergency centers that expressly forbid there being any animals allowed on the premises. Even if they had room, it was strictly forbidden by the state. For Lisa, such regulations were not a signal of defeat, but a call to arms. "We've been living with our animals for years and they haven't made us sick," she cried. "This isn't a matter of health, this is a matter of political will." Lisa was soon leading the residents in chants of "Don't kill Speedo." Fearing a riot that would destroy church property, the pastor soon interrupted. "People, people," he said, mustering a booming voice, "let's work something out. Let's see if we can't find a solution that works for everyone." Quickly, a council was formed with people of diverse opinions. They were charged with the responsibility of finding possible solutions. After an hour of deliberation, they arrived at 4 possibilities that they decided should be presented to all of the residents for a vote. And this morning, all of you are the residents who will be voting. So listen carefully to your choices and then we'll vote. Option number 1. Let all of the animals indoors. Option number 2, leave the animals in their homes to drown. Option number 3, build a pen for animals outside the church and pray the water doesn't rise any higher. Option number 4, build a giant boat for all the animals so that they can survive any amount of rain that comes. Okay, so let's have our vote. Option number 1, who wants to let all of the animals indoors? Okay. All right, about 25. Okay, option number 2, leave the animals in their homes to drown. Oh. Brings a tear to my eye. Okay. Option number 3, build a pen for the animals outside the church and pray that the water doesn't rise any higher. Okay. I'd say about 20. All right. And then finally, option number 4, build a giant boat for the animals so that they can survive any amount of rain that comes. Okay, I think we've got a winner there. We'll say about 60. And so the majority of the people voted for option number 4, and they built a giant boat. Not long after this, the rains came to an end. Gradually, the waters receded until finally there was dry land once again. Fortunately, all of the humans and all of the animals were saved. When the doors of the church finally opened, the people rushed out, and they ran down to the labyrinth to celebrate. And when they looked back at the church, they saw stretched across the sky beyond it a beautiful rainbow, a gift from God. And all of the people said, Amen.